friends, you are listening to Wandering Rhythms here, and an hour of, I wouldn't say the best, but a retrospective of 2025. It's hard to choose, and there's so much music, but yes, we just heard a set of some very upbeat stuff, and the last one was out of Montreal, Quebec, a Thai woman named Salin, S-A-L-I-N, who is a drummer and producer, and has, for her new album, coined the term Afro-Isan Soul. So the Afro part is obvious. It's very strong Afro-funk influence, Afrobeat to that music. And then Isan being the northeast of Thailand, where there's a lot of folk music, and the fin, which is like now electrified, like it's a very small guitar. You got some beautiful sounds that have been mixed on this album, and I would say it's more heavy on the Afro soul, Afro beat sound than the Thai folk music. But that's, you know, it's a tricky balance, I guess, mixing two different worlds. But yeah, we heard the song Mat, MA'AT. Once again, it's Salin and the album Ramana. So yeah, some cool new stuff, something I've never heard quite in that way before. And that song included the Kaen, the Kene, K-H-E-N-E. It's a many bamboo pieced instrument, and you blow into it, it makes a very, very peaceful drone sound. So you could hear that in that song, like as a supporting instrument in the background. Before that, we heard from Los Piranhas, which is a supergroup. If you know, if you prefer your Colombian freaky avant experimental music over like pop supergroups, but anyways, you have musicians from the Meridian Brothers, Frente Cumbiero, and Rompe Rayo, three bands that are really some of the coolest, most forward-thinking Colombian groups going these days. So Las Piranhas is a three piece, and I love how it sounds very very improvised live, and that's the way they recorded it live in the studio. The album, great title, Una Oportunidad Más de Triunfar en la Vida, a new opportunity to triumph in life. And we heard the song Despectiva Caridad. So yeah, a bit more serene than some of their stuff, but yeah, very pretty. And before Los Piranhas, we heard from German Berlin based band Derya Yildirim and group Simsek. So Derya Yildirim, Turkish background, I believe she was raised in Berlin based on her speaking voice. Very very German, but of course has learned her heritage, Turkish folk. And yeah, with this amazing band, playing a very, very funky new, like Motown meets Turkish folk music, essentially, is what I would call it. Very cool. The song was Misket from their album Yarin Yoksa. And, well, here in the background, very, very peaceful music. I'd like to play a set now of music that, yeah, is more ambient. And the older I get, I find myself seeking out music that, just more relaxing than anything else, but still not like so background that you can't enjoy it, the melodies of it, like the song right now by Yumiko Morioka and Takashi Kokubo. This is called Elegant Spiral from their album Gaiaphilia. So it's a lot of nature sounds, birds and such, and then some pretty cool spacey synths, and then and classical sounding piano. So yeah, nice intoxicating music, and so a whole set of music on the quieter side of things. This is Wandering Rhythms Radio. right, so this is Wandering Rhythms, by the way. Yes, getting to the end of the show here. That was an hour, nearly over, of music. Whoopa! That spans the year 2025, and that last set was one of my picks for some favorite ambient music. And the last song we heard was by Hilary Woods, Irish musician, composer, and from her new record, Night Crew, we heard Taper, a record that, despite its seeming simplicity, quite inspired by a lot of different stuff. As she, in her words, energized by many influences, including the aspects of Czech and early Italian cinema, the revival of indigenous language, personal history of attending parades, early music, the joy of dance, the immediacy of sound, and the present collective standing up for what it means to be human in the face of tyranny and oppression. The album was recorded on the west coast of Ireland, Dublin, London, Latvia, and Richmond, Virginia. So, yeah, still playing in the background, by the way, and there was a choir on that song. Before that, we heard an album and an artist who I don't understand very much, and I like it because of that. It's Dustin Wong out of Los Angeles from his new record, Gloria. We heard Undulating Coast, which is the least guitar-sounding, guitar-centric album around. And yeah, he manipulates sounds with all sorts of effects, and other things going on as well, but an ode to his grandmother, Gloria. And before that, we heard the Cosmic Tones Research Trio out of Portland, Oregon. The song was Photosynthesis on their self-titled yet second album. Yeah, very beautiful saxophones, synths, cellos, and just all the nice sounding instruments. Sax, alto sax, clarinet. Yeah, just so nice. So nice. The Cosmic Tones Research Trio. And we started the set with a duo from Japan, Yumiko Morioka and Takashi Kokubo, The Elegant Spiral, from their album Gaiaphilia 2025. Right, well, I guess we're at the end of the show. I hope you've enjoyed 2025 in all its glory, musically and otherwise. Yeah, things... Let's say no time to be bored, right? Lots going on in the world. And we hear about it all. So I'm going to end with a piece of music that is just some cool, forward-thinking jazz, although you could call it probably anything you'd like, post-everything, post-rock. This is a band called SML, or otherwise known as Small, Medium, Large. Some of the most experimental, greatest jazz musicians in Los Angeles. You got bassist Anna Butters, synthesist Jeremiah Chiu, saxophonist Joss Johnson, and percussionist Booker Stardrum. Oh, not to forget guitarist Gregory Ullman. This is their second album, manipulating some live recordings, etc. And from SML, we're going to hear... Let's hear Taking Out the Trash here. Yes, thank you for listening. I have been Nick Legacy, Wandering Rhythms. This is it for the year, so we'll see you next year. And much love to all people and all creatures worldwide, and let's say while we're at it, all across the universe. Goodbye. Good day.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
This is Bird Note. Puffins are boldly colorful icons of northern islands and sea cliffs, where they nest in dense colonies during the summer. In the spring, puffins grow thin, blazingly colorful layers over the base of their huge beaks. Some species' beaks turn vivid yellow, others a bright red or orange, and they make all kinds of noise. In winter, however, puffins lead very different lives. For one thing, winter puffins are not nearly as fancy. Once their chicks fledge in late summer, adult puffins shed the ornaments that wowed their mates in spring. Their beaks turn a dull orange, and their bright white summer faces turn a sooty color. Tufted puffins, named for their long blonde head tufts, go tuftless in winter. Horned puffins lose the fleshy horns above their eyes. And puffins in winter go silent as well. The birds depart their nesting cliffs by September and head for the open ocean. 3 species winter in the North Pacific, and 1 in the North Atlantic. Puffins remain largely solitary for the 7 months of the year they spend at sea. But as winter gives way to spring, the clowns of the cliffs return, once again outfitted in their finest colors. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
The staff and volunteers at CJSF wish you a safe and happy holiday season.